先让王传道来介绍我们是新来的那个 Mark Barnes.
Before that, our pastor will introduce the speaker today.
不，简短介绍一下。
It'll be brief.
前面长得高的就是了，是吧？
So the tall man here sitting here today is Dr. Mark.
我想神派他来不是偶然的。
I believe God did not send him by happenstance.
在去年大概11月份的时候。
Last November.
从他一个秘书。
He has a secretary.
给我们联络。
Who has contacted us?
我们的校长能不能到你们那儿去讲讲道？
Can the principal of the school speak at your church?
我说我们求之不得呢。
We'd be very glad.
那么后来我就给这个道，就是说鲍牧师教授。So
I spoke with Mark.
我们联络啊，通过这个 email 联络。
And we have send some messages back and forth through email.
我说百闻不如一见。
So I told, so you have a saying in Chinese is better to, is unpleasantly surprised to meet you in person.
我说为神负责。
And responsible for the Lord.
说从来没见过面，随便到这讲道不可以的。
Oh, in being responsible, we should meet before you know getting you to speak here.
即便是校长也是如此的。
Even if you're the principal of a Bible college.
我亲自拜访了他。
So I have met with him in person.
非常高兴。
And I was pleasantly surprised.
他的道已经准备好了。
And he has already prepared what he was going to say.
并且告诉我们意向，将来可以跟我们合作。
And he is happy to be working with the church.
非常细致。
Diligently.
热心。
And kindly.
爱心。
Full of love.
今天我也没有期待他的这个师母能来。
Did not expect that his wife could join us here today.
竟然来了。
And now, very surprised.
真是很高兴。
And very glad.
这个Mark这个教授呢。
And Dr. Mark.
Yeah, 受过，当然是大学硕士、博士 ，right?
So he has a doctorate degree.
不，当校长也当了10年8年了。
And he has been principal for more than 8 years.
对华人施工也有负担。
And he has a heart for the Chinese ministry.
对我们宣道会也有感情。
And he is also in the relationship with the Alliance Church.
我们把时间交给他。
So next, without further ado, we'll give the time to Dr. Mark.
欢迎你。Good morning.
早上好。
Do you have a hero from the Bible?
谁是你在圣经里的英雄人物？
Many people have heroes today. They go to the movie theater. They see people fly around. Shoot electricity from their eyes. And all sorts of fancy stories. I want to go back to the best story. The real story. Do you have a hero from the Bible? I'm wondering about this congregation. I'm going to name some Bible heroes. And if they are a hero of yours, raise your hand. Is Moses your hero?
摩西是你的英雄吗?
Is Peter your hero?
彼得是你的英雄吗?
Is Noah your hero?
诺亚是你的英雄吗?
Is Joshua your hero?
约书亚是你的英雄吗?
Uh-oh.
Oh, 不好。
There's a problem.
我们遇到一个问题了。
If you think Joshua is a hero,
如果你觉得约书亚是一个英雄的话,
I may have some news for you.
我可能接下来讲的事情,
We're going to think about this.
让你思考一下。
Today we are talking about taking the territory.
今天我们所讲的是关于 接管领土的。
We go back to the time.
一个故事。
When Moses gave the job of leading the people to Joshua.
在很久以前，摩西，接管了管理当地人民的这个工作。
What does Joshua look like as a leader?
那约书亚呢？
What do the people look like as followers?
他是什么样的他也接管了摩西的工作，他是什么样的人呢？
Often heroes from the past have been fighters.
常常在过去的时候，英雄一般都是一个战士。
Maybe they were like these warriors that were headed into battle.
可能像这个图片里的人一样，他们为了战争而生。
They're advancing to take the territory in front of them.
然后他们去攻打别人，并且占领土地。
And in Joshua 1,
然后在约书亚第一节一章，
we read of another army ready to take the territory in front of them.
我们读到有另外一个军队，他们准备去占领土地。
After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, and he said, Moses, my servant is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving them.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说：“我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过着约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。”
But what's that got to do with us?
那和我们有什么关系呢？
Is this all there is?
就这么多吗？
Look around you.
你看一下你周围。
Do you believe that God has more for this church?
你认为神为这个教会预备了更多的地吗？
Do you believe that God has more for you?
你认为神为你设计了更多的土地吗？
Is there territory you need to take?
是不是有些土地需要你来占领的？
In some ways, Joshua failed as a leader.
在某些角度来说，约书亚作为一个领袖，他失败了。
Let me prove it.
请让我向你证明一下。
I want to share a little secret with you.
我想在这之前，我想跟你分享一个秘密。
When I was 14 years old,
在我十四岁的时候，
sometimes the preacher seemed boring to me.
很多时候讲员对我来说都很无聊。
One day he was speaking from this very passage.
有一天他就讲这一节。
But my heart wasn't right.
但是我的心不在这里。
And I stopped listening and I did what many young people have done.
所以我就停止听他的讲道，然后做了很多其他我同龄人喜欢做的事情。
I turned to the back of my Bible and began looking at the maps.
我翻到了圣经了最后面，然后开始读上面的图。
Let's read again from Joshua in Joshua 13. When Joshua was an old man, the Lord said to him, You are growing old.And much land remains to be conquered. This is the territory that remains. All the regions of the Philistines and the Geshurites and the larger territory of the Canaanites.
在约书亚十三章说到约书亚年纪老迈，耶和华对他说：“你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地，就是非利士人的全境和基述人的全地，从埃及前的西河和往北，直到以格伦的境界。
Did you hear the territory God promised to Israel?
你看到了神应许以色列人的地了吗？
Would you like to see it on a map?
你想看一下，在图上看一下这个地吗？
The little gray area is what they took.
那个带格子的那小块地是他们最终得到的。
The blue is what God promised.
蓝色的区域是神所应许他们的。
Can you see the difference?
你能看到这个区别吗？
God had so much more for Israel.
神为以色列预备了更多的地方。
But they didn't take it.
但是他们并没有去拿。
I could show you many more maps like these.
我可以给你看更多这样类似的图。
They'd all show you the same thing.
他会告诉你同样的故事。
Joshua took only 1/3 to 1/6 of what God had promised.
约书亚只得到了大概三分到六分之一神所应许的地。
Even under King Solomon, the greatest king of them all,
就算在所罗门的统治下
Israel didn't take even half the territory God promised.
以色列只得到了神所应许的一半。
So though Joshua was a hero in many ways,
虽然约书亚是在有些方面是一个英雄，
he still fell short.
他也没有满足一切。
And that not only had to do with him,
也不光是他一个人的责任。
But it had to do with the people as well.
也是当时的人民也有一些责任。
If we want proof, I'm going to go back to Joshua 13 again and just read the territory they said, what God said.
如果你想要更多证明，我们回到第13章，读一下所有应许的地。
When Joshua was an old man, the Lord said, "You are growing old, and much remains to be conquered. This is the territory that remains." All the regions of the Philistines and Geshurites, and all the larger territory of the Canaanites. The land of the Avites in the south also remains. In the north, all the land of the Canaanites, the land of the Gibeonites, and all of Lebanon mountain area, and all the hill country.
约书亚年纪老迈，耶和华对他说：“你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地，就是非利人的全境和。”基述人的全地，从埃及前的西河河往北，直到以格伦的境界，就算属迦南人之地，有非利人五个首领所管的加萨人、亚什突人、亚什基伦人、加特人、以格伦人之地，并有南方亚卫人之地等，还有加巴列人之地，并向日出全黎巴嫩等。还有山地的等这些地。
So when Joshua was old, God tells him how much he didn't accomplish.
So, 在约书亚老的时候，神对他告诉他到底还有多少活没有干完。
So much land not taken.
很多地他都没有去占领。
So what happened?
所以到底发生什么事情
？Here we have Almighty God promising something.
是，我们的神应许了一件事情。
And it doesn't happen.
然后这件事情并没有发生。
Does this mean God doesn't exist?
是不是这证明了神并不存在？
Does this mean God has no power?
还是证明了神没有能力？
There are atheists who say this.
有不信神的人，他们会这样说。
Is there a mistake in the Bible?
是，难道是圣经里面出错了吗？
Or is there some other answer?
还是有其他的答案？
You see, God made a promise.
你知道神应许了一件事情。
But Joshua and the people had to do something.
但是约书亚和他的人民需要做一件事情。
For that promise to come true.
才能让神的应许发生。
It was the kind of promise that says this.
这个应许是。
You do this and I'll do that.
这个过程是神你先做这件事情，然后神就会做另外一件事情。
And God gives that promise in the form of a guarantee.
神，所说的话就是会发生的事情，所以只要他约书亚做到了就可以了。
A guarantee on Joshua.
只要约书亚有能力。
We like guarantees.
我们喜欢这种保证。
If we buy a TV.
如果我们买一台电视的话。
We want it to be fixed if it breaks.
我们想在它坏的时候可以厂家来修理。
If we can afford a new car,
如果我们可以买一辆新车的话，
they will fix it for free for many years.
他们会有多少年的保修？
We like guarantees.
我们喜欢这种保证。
Does God's guarantee for Joshua have meaning for us today?
神对约书亚的应许和我们今天人的生活有关吗？
Back to the scripture in Joshua 1.
让我们回到约书亚一章。
I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you. No one will be able to stand up against you as long as you live. For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail or abandon you.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许以摩西的话赐给你们了。你平日的日，平生的日子，必无一人能 在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我不必必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
That's a pretty good guarantee, isn't it?
这是一个很好的保证，你觉得呢？
Would you like to have that guarantee?
你会喜欢得到这种保证吗？
This isn't a guarantee about a TV set or a car.
这不是一个对于电视机或者是一辆车的保证。
This is a guarantee about God's people.
这是对于神的神的人民的保证。
And God's leader.
并且是神作为一个神的仆人的保证。
For I will be with you as I was with Moses.
他说我必照着我所应许摩西的。
I will not fail you or abandon you.
我也并不会撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Does anyone here come from a family that farmed or had to do with land or real estate?
这里有人小的时候家里是有农场或者是做一些关于土地的生意吗？
Imagine that somebody told you,
想象一下有一个人告诉你，
that you could have as much land as you wanted,
你可以得到你所能所有的地，
just by walking around it,
只要你能把这个地走下来一圈，
wherever you went, the land was yours.
只要你能走到这块地的地方就是你的，这就地就属于你了。
Would you put on good shoes?
你会穿一副好鞋吗？
And pack a big lunch?
然后准备好你的午餐吗？
And bring a tent?
然后准备好你的帐篷。
Because maybe you would start here?
你可能从这儿开始走。
And walk to Windsor?
走到这个加拿大东面。
Along the Lake Erie shoreline?
在伊利湖的边上。
To Niagara Falls.
在尼加拉瀑布。
And back here.
然后再走回来。
That would be a nice place, wouldn't it?
这可能会是一块不错的地。
This scripture has meaning for us today.
这节经文对我们今天也有很大的意义。
And for Guelph Cambridge Chinese Alliance Church.
对我们的教会也有很大的意义。
Because God has made promises to us as He made to Joshua.
因为神也应许了我们，就像他应许约书亚一样。
Did God tell a lie when He told Joshua every place He set His foot would be His?
神所说这些就是约书亚走到哪里，哪里就是他们的地，应许了吗？
Was God lacking in knowledge of maps?
神难道对地图对这些土地有不足够了解吗？
No, Joshua didn't put on new shoes.
约书亚没有穿上新的鞋。
And he didn't take a big enough lunch.
他也没有准备足够的食物。
And the people weren't ready to walk with him.
然后他的人民也不想跟他一起走。
Right now, God has a territory for this church to take.
现在在我们的教会也有一些土地。
What could stop you from this task?
让我们去占领，那有什么阻止我们呢？
Look at the map.
看一下这个图。
Here is your territory.
这是你的领地。
If God is with you,
如果神与你同在，
that is your land.
那就是你的地。
It is time to put on the shoes.
那准备好你的鞋。
And pack the lunch.
准备好你的食物。
And move into the territory.
去获得你的土地。
Let's go back to the story of Joshua.
让我们回到约书亚。
If we look at this passage,
如果我们看一下这一节经文，
there were really only two instructions.
它只有两个事情让我们去做。
See if you can find them.
看看你能找到这两件事情吗？
Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous.Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do.
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
Do you see the two main instructions?
你看到这里边两个事情吗？
Be strong and courageous.
你当刚强壮胆。
Obey God's instructions.
遵行神的律法。
Be strong and courageous.
刚强壮胆。
And obey God's instructions.
遵守律。
Be strong and courageous.
刚强壮胆。
And obey God's instructions.
谨守遵行。
Be strong and courageous.And obey God's instructions. I could keep saying this, for that is God's word for you. That is God's word for me. That was God's word for Joshua.
我可以一直说下去，因为这是神对我的旨意，对你的旨意，还有对约书亚的旨意。
If they did this, then something would happen.
只要约书亚和他人民这样做了
，Let's continue looking at the word again.
就会发生一件事。让我们看一下。
Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God would be with you wherever you go.
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
They wanted to be prosperous and successful.
他们这些人们想要生活一切顺利。
Isn't that what many of us want?
我们也。是这样想的吗?
But what does it mean?
但是这是什么意思呢?
Is he talking first about money and wealth?
这里是讲的关于钱和你的财产的问题吗?
Is he talking about fame?
是还是关于你的个人的荣誉问题?
Where could they learn what it meant to be prosperous and successful?
他们这里所讲的一切顺利的话亨通是什么意思呢?
They would learn in God's word.
他们是从神的话语里面得到这些亨通的意思的。
To be strong,
也就是刚强。
To obey,
然后遵守。
They had to study God's word.
他们，通过学习神的话语得到这些。
Must I remind us?
我需要提醒你们吗?
Of what's most important in God's word?
在神的话语里最重要的事情
He calls us to be faithful.
他叫我们要有信心
This wasn't the first time Israel had heard words like this.
这不是以色列第一次听到类似的话
Let's go back to a time before Israel crossed the Jordan.
在以色列渡约旦河之前呢
God speaks with Moses.
神和摩西说过
In Deuteronomy 18, 9 to 13, when you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, be very careful not to imitate the detestable customs of the nations living there, but you must be blameless before the Lord your God.
那时候说到，你到了耶和华你神所赐之地，那些国民所行可憎恶的事，你不可学着行。你要在耶和华你的神面前做完全人。
For some reason, Israel always needed to be reminded of these commands.
不知道什么原因，以色列总是需要被提醒这些，神他们要他们做的事情。
Can we say we don't also need to be reminded?
我们难道可以说我们自己不需要被提醒吗？
There are things that take us away from God.
有很多事情会让我们偏离跟随神的道路。
We get afraid.
我们心里恐惧。
We get discouraged.
我们心里有放弃的感觉。
We feel small.
我们自卑。
We feel our church is small.
我感觉我们的教会很小。
What can we do?
我们心里就不知道怎么办才好。
Only be strong and courageous.
难道就是要当刚强壮的。
And obey God's instructions.
然后谨守遵行神的话语。
Only be strong and courageous.
当只要刚强壮胆。
And obey God's instructions.
谨守遵行神的话语。
We must listen to the story of what happened for Israel.
我们继续读一下以色列下面所发生的事情。
For their story is our story.
因为他们的故事就是我们的故事。
Prosperity and success begin with God.
一切亨通之大是从神开始。
When we are faithful,
当我们有信心的时候
，prosperity and success come from God.
亨通就从神到我们这里。
We live in a selfish land that says this money and this time is mine.
我们活在这个自私土地上，他说到我们的钱和我们时间都是我们自己的。
And though Canada is a pretty good country,
就是虽然加拿大还是一个相对来说好一点的国家。
It is not a place of honor for God.
但它也不是荣耀神之地。
But when God seems close, we have nothing to fear.
但是如果神在我们身旁的时候，我们就没有什么可惧怕的了。
God also spoke to Moses.
神也对摩西说，
When you go out and fight your enemies and you face horses and chariots and an army greater than your own, do not be afraid. The Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt is with you.
你出去与仇敌征战的时候，看见马匹、车辆，并有比你多的人民，不要怕他们，因为领你出埃及地的耶和华你神与你同在。
When Israel didn't look first to be faithful,
在以色列并不信靠神的时候
，they became afraid because they forgot who was fighting on their side.
他们心里就恐惧了，因为他们忘记了谁和他们同在。
They looked at problems and enemies and distractions.
他们看到他们所面临的问题，他们的敌人。
Instead of to the God of heaven.
他们并没有仰望神。
Let's look how Israel prepared, shall we?
那我们看一下以色列是怎么准备的。
If we're practical people, we want to know what to do and how to do it.
如果我们是一个合理的人，我们就想知道怎么准备，怎么做这件事情。
How do we get to this place where we will be faithful and successful?
我们怎么才能亨通，还有顺利一切顺利呢？
How did Israel prepare for battles?
以色列是怎么准备他们的战争呢？
Joshua then commanded the officers of Israel, "Go through the camp and tell the people to get their provisions ready. Your wives, children, and livestock may remain here, but your strong warriors, fully armed, must lead the other tribes across the Jordan."To help them conquer the territory. Stay with them until the Lord gives them rest, as he has given you rest, and until they too possess the land the Lord your God is giving you.
于是约书亚吩咐百姓的官长说，你们要走遍营中，吩咐百姓说，当预备食物，并且你们的妻子、孩子和牲畜都可以留，但是你们中间一切大能的勇士都要带着兵器在你们弟兄前面过去帮助他们，等到耶和华使你们的弟兄像你们一样得享平安，并且得着耶和华你们神所赐他们为业之地，那时才可以回你们所得之地。
Then they answered Joshua, "We'll do whatever you command us, and we will go wherever you send us."We will obey you just as we obeyed Moses, and may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Anyone who rebels against your orders and does not obey your words and everything you command will be put to death. So be strong and courageous.
他们回答耶稣亚说，你所吩咐我们行的我们都必行，你所差遣我们去的我们都必去。我们从前在一切事上怎样听从摩西，现在也必照样听从你。唯愿耶和华你的神与你同在，像与摩西同在一样。无论什么人违背你的命令，不听从你所吩咐他的一切话，就必致死他。你只要刚强壮胆。
So I ask again.
所以我又再问一下。
What did Israel do?
以色列做了什么事情呢？
And are there ways we should copy them?
我们怎么样才能效仿他们？
Well, first, they didn't just sit around.
他们没有坐在那里什么也没干。
They didn't rely on luck.
他没有就等着事情自己发生。
They didn't give out charms or hang up a horseshoe.
他们也没有去祈祷就是让神去做吧。
They prepared and said they would follow God's commands.
他们准备好并且说我们要遵循神的话语。
The church and its people can't sit waiting for luck.
神的教会不能就在那儿坐着啥也不干。
They wait upon God.
不能光等着神去做。
Now this is good so far, but what did they actually do?
那这说得很好，但是到底以色列人干了什么呢？
First, they were organized by Joshua.
首先他们在约书亚下面很合一。
They had to plan their households.
他们一起把家庭都管理好。
And make ready their families for the struggle to come.
他们把自己家庭都预备好未来即将发生的事情。
The warriors had to prepare for battle.
战士需要准备好未来的战争。
And hear me here.
请你仔细听我。
Nobody could refuse to participate.
没有人能拒绝参加这件事情。
Nobody could say they were too busy.
没有人能说他太忙了。
Nobody could say, I have other things to do.
没有人能说他有其他事情要做。
It was time to serve God.
现在是侍奉神的时间。
It also says that the people answered Joshua.
然后他也圣经里也说人们跟约书亚回答道。
And they said they would do as they were told.
他们跟约书亚说他们会做他们所被吩咐的一切。
But here comes the problem in Joshua.
但是现在约书亚这边好像出现了问题。
Did you see what the people said?
看到人们所跟约书亚说的吗？
They didn't say they would be strong and courageous.
人们没有说他们要刚强壮胆。
They told Joshua be strong and courageous.
人们跟约书亚说你当刚强壮胆。
They didn't say they were ready to take the land.
人们没有说我们想去占领土地。
They told their leader to take the land.
他们跟约书亚说你去占领土地吧。
We are not divided into leaders and people.
我们并没有我们没有长官和士兵之分。
We are God's people led by his people.
我们是神的人民我们的领导者也是神的人民。
Filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们被圣灵所充。
Ready to do battle.
我们预备好未来的战争。
To take the territory.
去接管神的土地。
They said they would obey.
他们说他们会听话。
But they really just wanted their leaders to be close to God.
但是人们只是想让他们的领导去跟随神。
Sometimes our mouth says yes.
有的时候我们的嘴说好的。
But the heart is not so sure.
但是我们的心不是特别确定。
Sometimes our heart even says no.
常常我们的心反而说不可以。
Do we sometimes do that with our God?
我们经常在我们的神面前这样做吗？
Over the last 5 years,
在过去五年里，
I have served at Emmanuel.
我在 Emmanuel 学校。
We had to understand what God wanted us to do.
服侍神，我们需要先了解神想让我们做的一切。
And who God wanted us to be.
并且神想让我们做什么样的人。
And we're making changes.
所以我们就做了很多改变。
And now we're even partners with the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
那么现在我们和这个 Alliance Church 也有一个合作。
We haven't just been sitting and hoping something good would happen.
没有就坐在那里什么也不干。
We've been organizing.
我们开始预备好。
I'm sure this church has plans.
我相信这个教会也有它的计划。
I'm sure you have plans for your own life.
我相信你对你自己的生命中的一些事也有计划。
And I am praying that those plans are God's plans.
那我就想这里祷告这些计划是神的计划。
That you have taken those plans to God and said, "Teach me, teach us."
你把你的计划放到神的面前，然后让神教导你该怎么做。
Where do you want me to go, God?
神啊，你想让我去哪里？
What territory do you have for me?
神啊，你对我的土地需要我接管什么土地？
Where do you want us to go, God?
神，你想让我们去哪里？
What territory do you have for us?
你对我们的未来有什么计划？
I'm sure you're not just sitting and waiting for blessing.
我相信你没有就坐在那里想象神给你赐福。
For that's like waiting for luck.
就像你等着坐在那里就相信幸运一样。
Nothing will happen good.
没有好的事情会发生。
Until we set our hearts and minds on God.
在你把你的心和你的灵放在神那里之前。
And commit ourselves to move forward.
在你跟随神一起往前走之前。
Be strong and courageous.
要强壮有力并且勇敢。
Follow his word.
跟随神的话。
We're coming to near the end now.
我们现在将近到结尾了。
But I want to describe two problems that we face.
我想，但是在这之前，我想跟你形容两个问题。
Canaanites and Philistines.
我们面临两个问题是迦南人和非利士人。
If you know your Bible at all,
如果你熟读圣经的话
，you know about these people.
你就知道这两部落人。
The Canaanites lived all through the Promised Land.
迦南人他们在神所应许之地当中居住。
And the Philistines lived in walled cities near the ocean.
然后非利士人呢，他们住在城墙所包围的河边之地。
These were the enemies that Israel faced.
这是以色列的敌人。
Do you want to know something interesting about Israel?
你想学习一下一件以色列相关于以色列很有趣的事吗？
All the experts in military and warfare.
在所有战争的专家当中，
they say Israel couldn't win.
他们说以色列没有胜利的可能性。
They didn't have enough people.
他没有足够的人员。
Their army was weak.
他们的军队很弱。
They could only march as foot soldiers.
他们每一个人都只是步兵。
The enemy had chariots.
但是他们的敌人有马车。
They had little knives and sticks.
以色列人有小刀和木棍。
The enemy had weapons made of bronze.
他们的敌人有
Sorry, they had weapons made of bronze.
以色列人有用铜烤出来的武器。
But the enemy had weapons made of iron.
但是他们的敌人的武器都是铁所烤的。
And that wasn't the worst.
但这不是他们面临最大的问题。
If you live in a tent, how are you going to break down a walled city?
如果你自己住在一个帐篷里面，你怎么才能攻打下一个城墙的城市呢？
The enemy were protected. Those who were not defeated retreated to their walled cities.
他们的敌人是被保护的。在圣经里面说，其中剩下的人都进了坚固的城。
The opposition was strong. They were not able to occupy the towns, for the Canaanites were determined to live in the region.
他们的对手很强大，只是亚玛西子孙不能赶出这些城的居民，迦南人偏要住在那里。
And the enemy were frightening. The people of Israel cried, but the Canaanites who live in the plains have iron chariots.
他们的敌人让他们惧怕。就是以色列人，他们说那山地容不下我们，并且住平原的迦南人，他们都有铁车。
Here are real problems.
这是实实在在的问题。
If you're fighting on your own,
如果你自己征战的话
，Are you fighting on your own?
但是他们是自己征战吗
？Is this church fighting on its own?
这个教会是在自己征战吗
？Chariots and walls are no problem to God.
坚固的城墙和铁车对在神面前什么都不算。
Fear is something we give to God.
我们的心中恐惧是我们应该给予神的。
Israel let chariots and walls and fear stop them.
以色列让坚固的城墙、心中的恐惧和铁车阻挡了他们。
I'm so glad we have God's Spirit.
我很高兴我们有神的灵。
Who is not a spirit of fear.
不是这个灵，不是恐惧的灵。
There were enemies outside.
他们的外面有敌人。
These were the Philistines.
这是腓利比士人。
Israel left them alone along the coast.
以色列让他们在海边自生自灭。
For hundreds of years, they were the worst enemies.
在几百年的时间里，他们是最坏的敌人。
Do you remember the story of Samson?
你知道那个关于 Samson 的故事吗？
He had to fight the Philistines.
他需要去和非利士人。
Because they treated Israel.
因为他们对待以色列人。
As a defeated enemy.
就像被打倒的敌人一样。
When Israel began the conquest,
在以色列开始占领土地的时候，
they feared this enemy.
他们惧怕这些。
They had walled cities.
他们有城墙所保护
他们。And iron chariots.
还有铁车。
Instead of beating them,
与其去攻打他们，
Israel set up borders.
以色列设立了国土的边境。
You on that side,
你们在这条线那边。
And us on this side,
我们就住这条线这边。
We sometimes try to hide from the world.
我们经常作为人，常常在世界里面躲藏。
You stay over there.
你们去那边吧。
And we'll hide inside.
然后我们在这里接受保护。
That doesn't work.
这个不是解决问题的方法。
All the land was open to them.
所有的地都是以色列的地。
Israel could have had this land.
以色列可以得到腓力士人的地。
But they were afraid.
但是他们心里恐惧。
And they lost.
所以他们就失败了。
Besides the Philistines,
在腓力士旁边呢？
Israel left cities inside the land.
以色列在那些地旁边的地里边也有一些城市，他们没有攻下。
These were the Canaanites.
这是迦南人的一些城市。
Chapter 9 of Joshua,
在约书亚第九章里面
，tells how Israel was tricked into letting one city remain.
他讲述了以色列的人怎么被哄骗，使得其中一个迦南人的城市被留下了。
And chapter 15,
然后在十五章
tells us of another city that Israel couldn't push out.
他讲述了另外一个以色列不能攻下的城市。
Do you know what Israel did to the Canaanites?
你知道以色列人怎么对待迦南人的吗？
The Canaanites had cities in the valleys.
迦南人他们的城市都是在山谷的下面。
Oh look, a Canaanite city.
让我们看一下，这是迦南人的城市。
Let's go around it.
我们绕过它吧。
We'll live over here.
我们在它的边上。
We'll live here.
我们在那边。
We'll live here.
我们在它旁边周围。
We'll live here.
我们在它的四周。
They can stay there.
他们就在他们的城市里面居住吧。
God said no.
神不是这样所说的。
But that's what they did.
但是以色列人选择了这样去做。
Those Canaanite cities grew.
那些迦南人的城市，他们变得更加强壮。
They were evil.
他们是邪恶的人。
And that evil spread into Israel.
然后他们中的邪恶扩散到以色列人民里面。
I can prove this.
我可以证明这件事情。
The Benjamites failed to push out the Jebusites. Manasseh did not drive out the people of Beth-shan and their surrounding settlements. When Israel became strong, they pressed the Canaanites into forced labor, but they never drove them out completely.
便雅悯人没有赶出住耶路撒冷的耶布斯人，拿马西没有赶出伯善和属伯善乡村的居民，于是亚舍因为中间没有赶出那地的迦南人，就住在他们中间。然而波士麦和亚伯拿的居民成了服苦的人。
God had told Israel to take the land completely.
神让以色列去占领所有的土地。
And to cleanse it.
然后并且洁净这些土地。
Does this seem harsh?
这在你看来是不是挺？残酷的。
Why would God command this?
为什么神让他们这样去做？
Maybe this idea will help.
也许这个我下面要讲的可以对你帮助。
Some of you in this room have faced this for yourself.
在这个你所做的人当中，你也许经历过这件事情。
Or for someone you love.
或者你所爱的人经历过这件事情。
Our brother spoke of healing for tumors.
我们的牧师讲了关于脑瘤的治疗。
Praise the power of God.
赞美神的大能。
But sometimes we go to the surgeon.
但是我们有的时候去手术医师。
Can you imagine?
你能想象到吗？
There's a tumor in the body.
在你的身体里有一个肿瘤。
It is growing.
它在不停地变大。
It is growing rapidly.
它增长速度非常快。
Imagine you were on the operating table.
想象一下你是在那儿做手术的。
The surgeon is standing over you.
不是，你是肿瘤在你的身体里，然后医生在你的旁
边。And then he says to his helpers.
然后医生对他的助理说。
I'm hungry.
说我饿了。
I've taken out enough.
我觉得差不多这些瘤切的差不多了。
Let's just close it up now.
我们现在赶时间，所以就把它缝起来，把你缝起来吧。
What restaurant do you want to go to?
咱们去哪儿吃午餐呢？
What will happen to that tumor?
那个肿瘤会发生什么事情？
What will happen to that tumor?
肿瘤会怎么样？
It will grow again.
它会再次的增长。
It will come back stronger.
它会这次会比以前更强大。
It will kill you.
它会也许会让你死亡。
And so we must remove.
所以我们必须切除。
All evil that we permit in our life.
所有在我们身体里，在我们生命中的邪恶。
We can't say, "I'll just keep this bit, Lord."
我不能跟神说，我就留下这一小块肿瘤吧。
The Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight, and the images of Baal. They abandoned the Lord who had brought them out of Egypt.They went after other gods, worshiping the gods of the people around them, and they angered the Lord.
以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉主巴利，离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华，他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是四维列国的神，惹耶和华发怒。
The Canaanite cities were a tumor, a cancer.
迦南人他们的城市就是像一个肿瘤一样。
And Israel followed their ways and turned to evil.
所以以色列人没有切除他们，所以就跟随他们。
Israel wanted to be prosperous and successful.
以色列想通达亨通。
But they weren't because they didn't follow God's instructions.
但是他们没有这样，因为他们没有跟随神的话语。
What they'd been asked to do by God seemed hard.
神所吩咐他们要做的事情，他们看来是不可能的。
But it was necessary.
但是是必须的。
What is the territory God is calling us to take?
神所吩咐我们要占领的地是什么呢？
Give our fears to God.
我们要做的是把我们的恐惧交给神。
And attack the enemy outside.
攻击外面的敌人。
What is it that we have inside us?
我们在身我们自己有什么？
Or inside our church.
在我们教会里面有什么？
In relationships.
在我们彼此处理关系的时候。
Lack of forgiveness.
我们不想原谅其他人。
Or sin that we hide.
还有我们隐藏的一些罪。
That will grow like a cancer.
就像癌症一样，它会增长得很快。
And make us weak.
然后使我们生命很软弱。
God knows what we need.
神知道我们所需要的一切。
God knows what we need to do.
也知道我们要做什么。
We can deny that.
我们可以拒绝去听从他的话语。
We can follow the Canaanites.
我们可以跟随迦南人。
We can be afraid of the Philistines.
我们可以恐惧，惧怕这些非利士人。
Or we can follow and find true success and prosperity.
但是我们也可以选择听神的话语，得到神所应许的一切。
Remember what God has said.
请记起神的话语。
Study this book of instruction carefully, Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Israel forgot God's word.
以色列忘记了神的话。
I don't think we want to.
我觉得我们不应该效仿他们。
We must admit our weakness.
我们必须承认在我们生命中的软弱。
And let God fill us with His strength and power.
并且让神充满我们他的力量和他的能力。
It is time today, my brothers and sisters.
今天，我们的兄弟姐妹们。
If we want to take the territory God has promised.
如果我们想接管神所应许我们的地。
If you want to take the territory God has promised for you.
如果你想接管神为你预备的土地。
It is time to live up to our calling.
我们需要遵循神所呼召我们的。
It is time to see the power of God's Spirit released.
去观看神的灵所释放的能力。
To step out in faith.
带着信心去迈那一步。
And take the territory God has promised.
去占领神所应许我们的那块地。
One last time.
最后一次。
Because we need to remember,
因为我们常常遗忘,
that God gives you a guarantee.
神给了你一个应许。
This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
And God's people said,
然后神的人民都说
Amen.
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 God bless you.
愿神祝福你。